sold it, moved out. But yeah, Bowie, it will not fly. Monte County.
There's a lot of dope cooking going on in Monte County,
Yeah,
though.
and the thing about the foreigners too is like what's really cool is I like most of my clients are foreigners, like the vast majority. And I every time I do a deal with them, like different cultures, different ethnicities, I feel like I learned something in negotiating, like negotiation wise. I feel like I picked something up because they are hard ballers. Like they will really wear people down and get the most money out of things. And you pick something up, at least I do.
Well, that's awesome. That really is. I mean,
Yeah.
you got to learn to work with other nationalities in this world. I mean, you go back to Decatur, roll it back to 20 years ago, go back to my hometown, Amarillo, 20 years ago. The mindset, I mean, I left 20 years ago, so that's why I have to say that. But the mindset over there, foreigners calling on the landlines back in the day, click.
Yeah.
Yeah, just junk caller. There's the junk caller, Grandpa says, and
Yeah.
it's the better your English, the more successful you're going to be if you're carpet bombing the state of Texas like I am. My
Sure.
callers, their English is perfect
Yeah.
because I don't hire them if their English isn't perfect or real close to it.
Yeah, and mine are pretty good too. I because again, like it's different when they're doing other tasks, but when they're calling people and then they're using my name, it's like, all right, like what? I make them send the voice recordings. I listen to them all, and then I look at how quickly they respond before I bring them on. Like if they're gonna take forever to respond and they want the job, they're gonna take way longer to respond when I need something done from them, you know? So.
The ones that don't have the good English accents, they're still good people, don't get me wrong. Those are the people that you just have them doing typing. Just they're doing data work.
Yeah, data entry.
Data entry, programming this, programming that, doing this, doing that. It's okay to have bad English.
Yeah.
But if you're customer facing, I need some really good English because I would hate to spend money on skip tracing, data, dialers. And then your salary only for you to suck because your English sucks. I mean, why would I spend all that money if you suck, you know?
That's one of the tough parts too, is with calling. That's the most, at least from what I've ran into with VAs, that's been the most expensive one because they have a premium for the good English voice, you know. I
Yeah.
don't know if you run into the same thing, but it's like it's you have to pay more for that, but
Right.
it's the most worth it one to me. It's the only one that it's like I'm getting
Yeah.
money back from this one for sure. Like
My good virtual assistants are somewhere between $6 and $8 an hour. When I say good, I mean good English
Yeah.
and good with the American culture, or at least they're trying, But the ones that really are not good at American talking, they're the ones that are pulling data. They're the ones that are skipping data. They're the ones that are sending data over to my team. And those guys, we can replace them pretty easy, and they're about $4 an hour.